your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we are now chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. You can also keep up to date with Dana on the website LionShare Pro, which we will post a link to within this weekend show posting. Dana, we'll jump around to a number of different sectors and markets, as we always do with you, to get an update on if any of your models have changed and your overall strategy. Just a quick recap of January. It was a good month pretty much across the board. Most markets, most sectors went higher. The NASDAQ had its best January since 2001. Kind of crazy to think about with how much the NASDAQ had sold off and the rotation of money out of growth and tech. Dana, let's start with the NASDAQ. Broadly, your thoughts on that rebound that we've seen in NASDAQ, which really got going, picked up some more steam in January.
Yeah, obviously it was a good move, but it's something like growth and tech and NASDAQ, that I would call that more of a mean reversion move, something that was beaten down a lot. I wouldn't necessarily call it, you know, maybe it's the start of a new trend. Maybe it's a trend change. I think it's too early to say that. I think a lot of it had to do with more or less short covering and money moving back in after the start of the year. So it's too early for me to say that, you know, that's some sort of a trend change. You know, us, we're big proponents of relative strength, and I'm not talking about like very short-term relative strength. I mean longer-term relative strength, stuff that's been outperforming over the last 6 to 12 months, especially on a risk-adjusted basis, and that has proven to provide more evidence, more reliability or consistency of future outperformance. So what is more impressive to me is the fact that value continues to perform extremely well. So we've been overweight value, extremely overweight value of late, as we've talked about the last few times we've been on, just because it's been demonstrating that longer term relative strength. And what you want to see when something like NASDAQ and growth bounces back in what is maybe just a mean reversion short covering bounce, how does value perform? How does that longer term relative strength perform in that scenario? Is it just a rotation out and into growth? And what we've seen is just the obvious. We've seen value pretty much keep pace with growth this month, despite the fact that it was way ahead to begin with. And now we're seeing whether it's mid cap, small cap, or large cap value, pure value I'm talking about, they're all challenging all-time highs or hitting new all-time highs. So that's the type of sector, that's the type of performance that we're looking for in terms of deciding where we're going to allocate, you know, the long portion of our portfolio. We'd rather concentrate in that, you know, longer-term relative strength that continues to perform well. It doesn't mean you can't trade. Doesn't mean we haven't traded some of the growthier stuff, some of the NASDAQ stuff, but it's, I would say, that type of the type of move that we've seen recently, the NASDAQ we're seeing right now, is I would call it less than reliable as a predictor of forward returns, or at least any sort of a comfort level of buying into that move right now, rather than, you know, sitting with the value space, which has a lot of margin of error. You know, it's above all key technical levels. The money flow has been much better there. So a lot, like I said, a lot more margin of error in the value type names than the growth, notwithstanding the recent bounce in those growth names.
Yeah, Dan, it is an interesting environment, because if the value sector had sold off while growth rallied, that would be painting a different picture. But really, we've seen a rise in really all sectors, not just growth value, but every index, whether you're looking at the S&P, the Dow, you know, the Russell 2000 for the small caps. We've seen cryptocurrencies take off. We've seen commodities take off. What do you make of the fact that almost every sector, except for currency, the dollar, is up over the last few months? I know you don't look at intermarket analysis, but do you take anything away from the fact that it seems to be risk on and risk off and everything all at once? Everything's up.
Yeah, I think that's probably an accurate description of it. And we started seeing that in our models a little while ago, as we've been talking about. And I guess last time I was on 2 weeks ago, we were buying pretty aggressively, thanks to the positive turn in our models once again. And again, a lot of the inputs in our models are breath, various breath statistics that we've constructed, as well as various money flow components. And they've all been indicative of a broad rally, you know, broad strength in the market right now, which is, you know, why we are heavily long right now, and will continue to be so as long as these readings hold up. So, as you know, we don't think it's going to be a durable, sustainable rally eventually. We think that growth bubble that popped has begun somewhat of a longer-term bear market, especially in that area of the market. However, there's ups and downs along the way, and right now, the data that we look at is certainly supportive of continued strength here in the immediate term.
Dana, it's been pretty much four, almost 5 months of straight-up moves in some sectors. From a timing perspective, does that play any impact in your analysis or any of your models?
You know, after being beat down for a while, we've seen some back and forth since October, really. We started our model started improving in October, got a little bit of whiplash at the end of the year. But this intermediate term rally has been building for a while now. And I would say, just from a technical standpoint, not that it's, I would argue that the technicals are, and the charting is a little bit less reliable than it used to be. But just from that standpoint, what you mentioned, almost all sectors, most sectors across the board are, and what Chad mentioned, most capitalization indices across the board, small, mid, large caps, most of those indices are hitting new rally highs. So we're getting above some of that resistance, some of that overhead supply that has kept us down, kept many of these sectors down over the last couple months since October, getting above there now. So that certainly opens up a little bit more upside here in the near term from a technical standpoint. Although, you know, we've had a nice run over the last several days, especially post-Fed. So it's not that I would be chasing these rallies higher, but there has been key technical progress made, I would argue, in overcoming those recent highs, those former rally highs, and does open up room for further potential upside here in the intermediate term, for sure.
Well, Dana, when you look at the sentiment as well as the technicals and the quantitative, it seems like sentiment has really improved in almost every sector as well. But we've talked in the past that bear markets, they don't always end when people think they're going to. I think people are always looking for an excuse to be bullish. Have you done any research as to the duration of bear markets, or when you see these, which could be potentially bear market rallies inside of a larger bear market, where do you think we are in this process based on historical analysis?
Yeah, sentiment can be tricky. You have to adjust your kind of your ranges within the sentiment indicators based on the market you're in. So I would not play off of the bull market sentiment playbook, wherein we could get extended from a sentiment perspective and stay that way for a while, or maybe just correct down to a neutral and then we bounce again. I would say I would not be necessarily waiting for extreme bullish, overly bullish sentiment right now before I get a little bit suspect of the rally. You know, we're probably more in a normal range between normal oversold, normal overbought, if that's a thing in terms of sentiment, or even overbought to the downside, and more towards neutral sentiment to the upside might be more of an appropriate range to be guiding your decision making from a sentiment standpoint. So I don't necessarily see sentiment again getting exuberant necessarily where we were, you know, a year ago when markets topped out. I would think you'd have to again adjust your range as far as what is appropriate for kind of a longer term bear market. So I would say we're definitely out of that, the dour sentiment, the extreme oversold sentiment picture. You just from anecdotally, which I don't like to get into, but it seems like everyone's on board with this rally. You had, definitely you had a lot of, like, especially in the growth names, now that we're quote-unquote breaking out of some technical resistance, you're seeing some short covering, you're seeing some position chasing right now. So definitely seeing a relaxation of the overly bearish sentiment. So once people get more on board with the notion that, okay, it's back to normal times, normal bullish times, then you might see that rug get pulled out from underneath this rally again.
So opening up the playbook for you then, Dana, what are some of your favorite sectors? Which ones do you think have the best protection from downside risk and also the best upside potential?
Yeah, we still favor the longer term relative strength. Like I said, the value space pretty much across the board. Mid-cap was our favorite, mid-cap value, but large cap as well, and even small cap pure value is trying to break out here. So I think value, first and foremost, is the most, it's still set up the best from a technical standpoint, from a money flow and margin of error standpoint. But we're in an interesting environment right now. Today especially is interesting. You've got various sectors going opposite directions. So it opens up some trading opportunities where you have days like today where, you know, everyone's piling into growth and kind of throwing out some other sectors that maybe are set up okay in the longer term. And I'm talking about some of the commodity names, some of the material names, even oil services is getting hammered today, but is technically set up strong. Even the miners, gold and silver miners today are getting smacked down, but are still in a strong technical position. So I want to be buying those types of names, those types of sectors, as long as they're still in a strong position. I want to be buying those into weakness like we're seeing today.
Well, Dana, that brings up an interesting point in the value sector, because when people hear value, they think of things like consumer staples, utilities, healthcare, maybe real estate REITs, things like that. But the commodities are often considered a value play. So whether you're looking at energy or the precious metals, they're in that value sector as well. And you mentioned you'd be interested in buying them dips. How much downside do you see in things like energy or precious metals? And at what point would you get pretty aggressive with the buying?
Yeah, so actually we're buying now. I mean, we've had a long position in most of those names, and we're buying, you know, we wouldn't necessarily wait for, you know, a test of the former lows to buy some more. We're adding along the way, and I think right now is a reasonable time to be adding. And again, I mentioned energy, like oil services and the miners. I think from a commodity standpoint, crude and some of the energy commodities might be a little bit more suspect than the equities right now. And probably because the equity market is so strong. So I would not necessarily be buying a lot of the commodities themselves, but certainly the commodity equities, like I mentioned, oil services, some of the energy names, some of the precious metals names, the miners, look like good plays right here as they pull back, at least from recent rally highs. So we're definitely buying those here even right now today.
Okay, Dana, thank you for this update. Always interesting to hear what your models are showing you and how you're trading these markets. You've been calling these trends and switching with the trends very well, and you've been sharing your trading strategies with us. So I really do appreciate that, and I know that a lot of our listeners do as well. Dana, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you again for your time.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.